Just look at by your right and by your left. Welcome, that person sitting beside you, say you're welcome to church. Tell that person you are welcome to church. Face another person, say you are welcome to church. If that sister is shy, tap the sister and say you are welcome to church. Can you face another brother? Look at that brother that is frowning. Tell him you are welcome to church. If that person is not smiling, smile at that person. Just smile. Smile at that person. Praise the name of the Lord. You're welcome to church. And God bless us in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly take some announcement out of the way. This morning, we shall be having a Thanksgiving, a wedding Thanksgiving. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Before then, also, I'm happy to announce to us that right now, our branch in Iwo Road has taken off. It has taken off. And I have a good news for us again. In the next few weeks, we are storming Lee City. Lee City University, by God's grace. And as I'm talking to you now, it has been approved that we come for evening service in Lee City. And it will be totally taken over by the MFM International Headquarters. Which means that we are going to have every instrument in that place, by God's grace. And by God's grace also, we are spreading and spreading and spreading. And also want to encourage some people, as much as you are a member of MFM, try as much as possible, especially the workers, to participate in schools, in spiritual schools. This will help you a lot. Even if you are not going to be a pastor, participate in spiritual schools. This Friday, by God's grace, we shall be having the first school year. That is the school of brokenness, holiness, and wisdom. If you are happy to hear that, just put your hands together for Jesus. So anybody can participate in this school. It is open to anybody. But it's for a token, because this school is not going to be fully conducted from here. And we're going to have members of youth directorates around here from Friday. And that is why this school is supposed to take us for like 1 week or more. It's supposed to take us for more than 1 week. And we are going to have it from Friday evening from 3 p.m. And it's going to end Saturday morning, by God's grace. It's going to end Saturday morning because we are youth. So just get ready. There will be break in between for you to go and eat. And you are going to be given your certificate immediately. And also, the handout for the school is going to be given to you immediately. Praise the name of the Lord. So we want to encourage you. If you want to register, you can meet Pastor Tunde. Pastor Tunde, wave your hands to them. It's just 5,000 naira. And if you don't have it now, you can bring it on Friday. God bless us in Jesus' name. I also want to welcome everybody here. If you are worshiping with us for the first time, can you signify, wave your hands wherever you are. Wave your hands. Wave your hands. If you are clapping for Jesus, clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Please, let's go to them. Let's welcome them warmly. Just rise on your feet wherever you are standing. Wherever you are sitting. Just rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. And let us welcome them. Rise on your feet. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome, Daddy and Mommy. You are welcome. And let's stretch our hands to them and begin to pray for them. Begin to decree into their life as they have stepped into Mount Zion. The Bible says upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Begin to pray for them. It shall be well with you. The grace of the Lord shall be upon you. The mighty hand of the Lord shall manifest in your life. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you, man. You can have your seats. Our representative will attend to you immediately after this service. I also want to encourage everyone to also join the Gen 218 program that is holding on Saturday by 10 a.m. The Gen 218 program. You wrote Friday. Is it Friday? Saturday, 8 a.m. Okay, by 8 a.m. You joined the Gen 218 program that is holding yesterday by 8 a.m. So we want you to be part of it. And also, okay, by 8 a.m. So we want you to be part of it. God bless us in the name of Jesus. This Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries, a ministry devoted to the revival of apostolic sign. with unlimited demonstration of the Holy Ghost. So we encourage all of us, especially those who are coming for the first time, we encourage you to keep worshiping with us, and we believe that the Lord will fight your battle for you in the name of Jesus. And it's a ministry where your hands are trained to wage war and your fingers to do battle. And we, in every battle we engage in, is a spiritual battle. We win every battle in the name of Jesus. God bless us and thank you for coming. And very quickly this morning, before we go into that Thanksgiving, and today, as we know, is a young professional and entrepreneur Sunday. I want to quickly treat a topic with us very quickly. And I want you to be attentive. And very quickly, I want to talk about becoming a financial sign. Becoming a financial sign. In the scripture, there are lots of promises by the Lord. And in the dictionary of God, God is so much interested that his children be wealthy. And by the time you read from Genesis, you discover that everybody that God speaks to, or anybody that had engagements with God, are people that God tremendously blessed. He blessed them tremendously. If you open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 2. If you are there, shout hallelujah. Can we read together? Genesis chapter 17, verse 2. Genesis 17, verse 2. Can we read together? Let's go. And I will make my covenant between me and thee. And will do what? He will multiply you exceedingly. There's somebody listening to me this morning. The Lord will multiply you exceedingly. Amen. He said, I will multiply you exceedingly. That his covenant will not even be outside. It will be between. It's a personal thing. He said, I will make my covenant between me and thee. Between me and you. No other person. Because of the relationship you have with me. He said, between me and thee. And we multiply you exceedingly. That means you will never be poor again. I said, you will never be poor again. You know, sometimes some ideas come to you. They come to you like a very small idea. But God is by his covenant speaking to you, whispering into your ear. That, see, this is the covenant I have with you. I will multiply you. It is not the way you were 10 years ago that you should be now. God is saying that he is interested in you. You know, sometimes some people, we do like 10 years picture, maybe 10 years ago. They bring the picture out and they look at the way they are. And they discover that they are not the same way right now. Say, thank you, Jesus, that I am not who I was. What actually makes you a changed person is the experience you have. You build a lot of experience in your life. And the Lord is promising something. He said, I will multiply you. That means you are not going to be alone again. At the time of being single, to the time of being married, to the time of giving birth, that means you will not be barren. He will multiply you and will supply all your needs. And somebody shout amen. Amen. So he will supply all your needs according to his riches in what? In glory. He will supply all your needs. Don't be afraid. Some people are listening to me today. You are afraid already. You are thinking, how am I going to survive it? I have a lot of bodies. I have a lot of load. In fact, I have a particular event I am looking at. But it seems it's going to be like a disgrace. But God is saying, I will multiply you. He will supply it. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Let's open our Bible to the place. Matthew chapter 25. It's going to be a very brief one. If you can finish it, we'll finish next time. Matthew chapter 25. Verse 14. I'm going to read through verse 30. When I read 14, you read 15. Then when I read 16, you read 17. Matthew 25 from verse 14. Then we run into 30. Say, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servant and deliver unto them his goods.
15.
Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the heart and hid his lost money. And so he that had received 5 talents come and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. He also had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou art not sown, gathering where thou art not strawed. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. He said, and cast ye the unprofitable servants into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of what? Of teeth. He said, for verse 25 again, I'm going to read. He said, for everyone that hath shall do what? For everyone, 25, that hath shall be given. And he shall have what? Abundance. Abundance. But from him that hath not shall do what? Shall be taken away, even that which he, that means, this is a very deep scripture. For everyone that has, God wants to add to it. Why would a man have? And why would some people not have? What God is saying simply is that no one has an excuse to be poor. Praise the name of the Lord. No one has an excuse to what? To be poor. You may not be stinkingly rich. You may not be largely rich. But no one, you don't have an excuse to be poor. Say, for everyone that has. If for everyone that has. Why? Because God has blessed everybody. He has given everybody a talent. And he expects you to discover yourself in order to increase what he has given you. You see, we have seen signs that when people are talented in doing 1 or 2 things, they just try to be homing. They lock up themselves. They don't want to work. They become so lazy. They are not increasing. They are not changing the way they are. Like the Moabites. The Bible said they don't change in tastes. He said the Moabite changeth not. For everyone that adds, look at it. Look at that scene very well. He said, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall what? Be taken. He was not talking about one person here right now. He has to generalize that. See, this is why I did this. For everyone that hath, I will give unto them. For everyone that has manufactured, that has increased what I have placed in their life, for those who have discovered their talents, for those who knew that this is why God has created them, for those who know their purpose, I will add unto them, and they shall multiply. But for those who are always complacent, who are also complacent, and we take away from them. And we take away from them. So we realized recently when a pastor was preaching and said that a poor man might not enter heaven. I just, when I was studying this scripture, I just saw the reason why he said that. People thought it was wrong. That doesn't mean that he's saying that you being poor now or being not having now, you will enter heaven. No. It means that you must know it is a sin for you to remain the way you are. You need to discover something doing. You need to discover yourself, becoming a financial sign. What do we mean by this financial sign? It simply means coming to a place of financial rest. It means coming to a place of financial increase. It's a stage of being blessed in turn, becoming blessings to others. See, God has not created you to cater for yourself alone. He has also created others so that they can benefit from you. And if you fail, others are failing. He has created you to be a blessing unto others, unto generation. Whether you need to pray, you need to pray. Whether you need to work hard, work hard. If you need to discover some things, some ideas that have been coming to you and translate it into financial gain, you need to. Not going in the wrong way. So God is in need of those who will utilize what he has given them and increase it. This parable shows that, see, there are things that God is expecting from you. And if you don't produce, if you don't increase, those things that you have will be taken away from you. Some people develop a skill of speaking in public a long time ago. And just because you kill it yourself, that public speaking capacity or ability disappeared. Why? Because you have refused to go into it. You have changed your ways by doing some other things that he did not send you. So you become a financial sign. You need to understand that God is the giver of everything. The Bible says, can a man receive anything except what? It be given from heaven. That's your ability, that little ability you have, it's God that gave you. That capacity you have also built over the years is God. You know it because God is interested in it. There are three things to note. There are two things to note. And I want you to know that. Number one, you need to know the person of Jesus Christ. And you need to know the principles of Jesus. Many people know the person of Jesus. Many people operated and know the person of Jesus, but they don't know the principle of Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about a poor man, Lazarus. Lazarus knows the person of Jesus, but he did not know the principle of Jesus. Abraham knows the principle and went to heaven. And that is why he was rich. And he still entered heaven. He was rich. But do you know that, have you ever studied in the Bible that even Lazarus was sitting at the bosom of Abraham? Even in heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For you to know what the Bible, what God is telling us at this particular hour. There are many ways. Being rich is not only about money. Your influence can make you a very rich man. Just your influence. You just have influence. You have built it over the years. You have that talent. And nobody can resist you. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what? He was rich. Yet for your sakes he became what? That what? That ye through his poverty might do what? Might become rich. So it is not out of place for a Christian to do what? To be rich. It is not out of place. He became poor so that you might be rich. Say, I will be rich. I don't know. That prayer is not for everybody. Declare it to your life. Say, I will be rich. Say, I will be rich. Say, I will never be poor. Say, I will never be poor. I will never be poor. You know, poor people are always queuing. It's like, let me tell you something. There is temptation in the place of poverty. there is what? Temptation. It is not an excuse to be poor. But I'm not saying that if you are poor, you may be wasted. But you choose to become who you want. Because my scripture says, I will supply all your needs. According to what? According to his riches, according to his, my riches in glory, I will supply it. So which means that my own children, I have not created them to be poor. Because I've supplied their riches, of their needs, according to my riches. Your needs, if you look at that needs very well, what does it mean? Whatsoever you need, you will not lack anything. It may not be billions. You may not even have million as we are talking. You may have 10,000 naira in your pocket and still be rich. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You may have 10,000 naira in your pocket and still what? Be rich. What does that mean? That 10,000 naira is sufficient for you now. You don't have to go out of your way. But one thing about it is that what you have, what is inside you, is becoming productive. I like what the speaker said. He said, he talked about productivity. Every child of God must be productive. Every child of God must what? Be productive. Because people will ask you, which Holy Ghost is speaking to you? Who is talking to you? Is he not leading you to where you must go? So every child of God must be productive. He was made poor that you and I might what? Be rich. So if you are not prosperous, your gospel may not go far. What are the factors of being a financial sign? Number one factor to become a financial sign is love God. Love God. So loving God is a foundation of being a financial sign. The Bible says, thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart. Love God. So the wealthiest men in the Bible, in the history of the Bible, are people who love God. Look at Solomon. Did Solomon love God? If you look at the book of Solomon, 1 Kings, if you look at 1 Kings chapter 3, 1 Kings chapter 3, yes. 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. I'm going to read 3 to 5. 1 Kings chapter 3 to 5. And Solomon loved the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Look at it very well. 1 Kings chapter 3, 3 to 5. It says, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared unto Solomon in the dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. I want you to look at it very well. He loved God. So, loving, giving is part of loving, isn't it? He gave to God. Giving is part of loving. In John 3:16, the Bible will talk about, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And if you love someone, you can give everything to that person. If you love God, you can give your heart to him. If you love God, you can give your body to him. If you love God, you can give your finances, everything you have, you can give it to him. Why? Because of the love of God. And the Bible said Solomon loved God, walking the status of his father David. He loved God. He was not alone. And look at, he offered big sacrifices unto the Lord. And because of that, God appeared to him in the dream. He said, what shall I do for you? What do you want? Why have you brought so much big thing to me? Because of what? He loved God. And that's what the Bible described, the first thing the Bible described about what? He said, he loved God. He loved God. You don't give to what you don't love. He gave people his time. He gave people everything. He listened to people. He had them out. He looked at the content of their hearts. He looked at the content of their hearts. Why? Because of the love he has for them. So Solomon loved God. Look, if you look at it very well, he made a sacrifice. He went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. So, he did not wait in a very close place. He brought his substance. He gave it to God. And that was God, where God appeared to him. He said, what do you want? Why have you sacrificed all these things? Why did you come to the top of this mountain and give to me? And he asked for wisdom. Praise the name of the Lord. And why are we saying that? That's why we are talking today, that Solomon was the wealthiest person that ever lived. He gave everything to God. So the foundation is love for Jesus. The foundation of prosperity, true prosperity, is the love for God. So Solomon loved God. Solomon loved God. In verse 12, if you look at that, 1 Kings 3, verse 12, he said, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. That is God. After asking, so that there was none like thee, so it was none like thee before thee. That now I have recreated you to become the only type of you in the world. There was none like thee before thee. There was none like thee before thee. Neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Ah. So God can release a generational blessing on somebody and say that nobody will arise. Even when you die, nobody like you will ever arise. No wonder we have been reading about the wisdom of Solomon, and we have never seen any man on earth that looks like Solomon. Because what he did for God was a unique one, and no one has done it. So if you want the kind of blessing that no one has received, you have to love God the way no one has loved God. Can you tell somebody besides, say, love the Lord? Can you tell another person, love the Lord? So it is deeper than the way I'm saying it. When we talk about the love of God, it's deeper than the way I'm saying it. God actually look at God, what was this person? Does he love me? He that loveth God does not sin. He that loveth God does not get money in a crooked way just because he wants to be rich quick syndrome. He said, love the Lord. Even in your marriage, love the Lord. Because by the time you remember God as the first factor, you will caution yourself and say, God, I don't want to hurt him. So God look at somebody and say that there will not be somebody like you. Even after thee, nobody shall arise. And in verse 13, say, I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. I want to pray for you. God will give you what you have never asked for. I don't like the way you are shouting your amen. God will give you what you have never asked for. I said, God will give you what you have never asked for. Because sometimes you can't ask for everything. But this man strategically asked for wisdom. He knew it was a golden opportunity. What do you want me to do for you? He gave to the Lord. He loved the Lord. He said, I will give you what you have not asked for. He said, both riches and honor. There is somebody listening to me here. You will have both riches and honor. I will have both riches and honor. You can point to me. I will have both riches and honor. He said, you will have both riches. So it is not enough to be rich. That is what the scripture is saying. That it is not enough to be what? To be rich. If you are rich and you lack honor, you will be wasted. If you have honor without riches, it is still half baked. He said, I will give you both riches and what? And honor. That means anywhere you get to, by the time you are talking, nobody will be able to resist your prowess. And there's somebody listening to me today. I say your honor will go far beyond Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. He said, I have also given thee what that which you have not asked for, both riches and what? Honor. So that there shall not be any among the kings. Underline that place. There shall not be any among the kings. God was not comparing Moses with mere men. He was not comparing Solomon with mere men. Said, there shall not be none among the kings. There are many kings. But none among the kings, like unto thee, all thy days. I want to pray for somebody here whose amen can be loud and clear. there shall not be none like you among your friends. God will make you honorable than your counterparts. No wonder God used that word honored for Jabez. When Jabez turned to the Lord, you see, at that particular place, even he was a child of sorrow, but he knew the only thing that can take him out of sorrow is the love of God. He cried unto the Lord, and God said, he made him honorable more than his counterparts. Honor. Can somebody shout honor? Can you shout it louder? Can you shout it louder? In 2 Kings, okay, before then, how do you know you love God? Let me round off. How do I know I love God? How do I know I love God? 2 Corinthians. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 8. He said, I speak not by commandments, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Love must be proved. If you don't prove your love, it is fake. And how do you prove love? You give. How do you prove your love? You give. Whether your time, your energy, your substances, everything, you give it. That's how you prove your love. That's what God is saying here. That's what God is saying here. The sincerity of love is proved to your giving. John 3:16. So thou shalt love thy God with thy whole heart. He said this is the first commandment. He said thou shalt love thy God. Can you shout, I shall love my God with my whole heart? Can you shout it louder? Can you shout it louder? Can you shout it louder? You are struggling now because love is absent. You are struggling now because what? Love is absent. You can give without loving. You cannot love without giving. Do you understand that? You can give without loving, but you cannot love without what? Giving. You know, if we look at the scripture very well, a lot of people are shouting, hey, this. And we see Christians commenting on those things. Say, the pastor is eating my tithes. You come to church, you sat down on the chair. If I'm in those churches, their AC blew on your head. And they started to say, come and give to God so that the kingdom can advance. You said, they are using my money. And if you look at those people, how much have they given to God? They say, hey, they have used my money to build university. How much is your money? Calculate it. Somebody ran to our father in the Lord. He said, all the tithe he has ever paid. And how much was the tithe? 120,000 naira. That the church should pay him back. So he that loves God does not even calculate how much he has given to God. There is the Bible says, there is he that scattereth, yet what? Increaseth. So for you to increase, one of the ways to open the door of increase is to give. Is to what? You don't measure people's wealth. You don't measure people's riches by what they acquire. You measure it by what they give out. Even somebody, the Wobbe Gate said yesterday, he said he wants to distribute his money before 2027 or 2037. He wants to give it out. He will give it out via maybe social media, online, or so many things. He said he will give everything out. So somebody who is even not a Christian can even think like that he wants to die empty and use all his money for charity. And now you have seen a Christian. He's keeping everything. He's not even doing business. He's not really, he's just keeping it. He's just keeping it. He's just keeping it. Just like an old man that died. And they discovered that even when he was sick, they needed money to take him to the hospital. And after he died, they discovered that he has been keeping money under his pillow. And all the money was so much that he can treat him to live. Give, and it shall be given unto you. So the Bible talks about covenants of giving. So there's a covenant backbone for every Christian that gives. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a covenant backbone for every Christian that gives. So number one is love your God. Love your God. love your God. And number two. Okay, how do I know I love God? I've talked about it. Number two, what I want to discuss with you is, what are the factors of being a financial sign? Consistent covenant practice. You need to practice covenant. It is not dependent on the economy of nation. You are not dependent on the economy. You need to covenant practice. There are times that you think, there are times I've made up my mind that, see, this is what I am giving anytime I come to church, God. It's a covenant practice. And I know that it does not provide for me below a particular standard every week. I said that this is what I am giving. It's a covenant practice. So sometimes it is between me and God. It does not concern any man. It's a covenant, consistently covenant practice. It is not dependent on the economy of the nation. It is delivered on the establishment and the connection of covenants. Consistent covenant practice. So covenant is an agreement between you and God. So if you look at Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, we understand what I'm talking about. Also in Genesis chapter 8 from verse 20 to 22. So you understand, your part of covenant is the seed sowing, and God's part of covenant is the harvest. Your part of covenant is sowing, and God's part of the covenant is what? Harvest. He will take care of the part of his own covenant. When you sow, God will give you the capacity to also harvest. Whatsoever you sow, you shall do what? You shall reap. You cannot sow corruption and reap something. That person that sows corruption reaps corruption. Praise the name of the Lord. Consistent covenant practice. Number two is knowledge. In the book of Matthew, I like that scripture anytime I read it. Matthew chapter 11, verse 5. Matthew chapter 11, verse 5. It said, the blind. Can we read together? Matthew chapter 11, verse 5. Can we read together? Are we there? Let's go. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear. The dead raised. And the poor does what? Can we say it again? So that means the poor needs knowledge. You know why the poor, we have the gospel speak to them. The poor needs knowledge to get out of poverty. The kind of poverty some people are facing is the poverty of lack of what? Knowledge. It's poverty of knowledge. They don't have knowledge. And that's why they have not advanced. You say, information. Information has been taken away from them. And that's why they remain poor. Some people don't know that this is some things. This is the time of tech, technology. That you can actually do something, write some emails, check some things on AI, and develop yourself from some things, and actually gain some work, do some research, and get your money. But because they lack knowledge, they keep on complaining they lack. They don't have. Whether you are a student, you can make money from being a student. There are so many opportunities on the internet. There are so many international opportunities, free funding programs that are meant for students within your age brackets. And you just gather that, you are not up to 35 yet. You can actually get something free of charge, and they will say that, do you have the funding? No. So the best time you can travel, even out of your country, is while you are still young. It is not when you have the finances, and that's when you can build up yourself. The poor, have gospel, preach to them. So the poor does not need eye to be open. What they need is the gospel. Number four, investments. So God wants us to invest. Investments, the wisdom of investment. Proverbs 13:16. Investments. The level of your mental capacity determines the level of your financial costume. The level of your mental capacity determines what? So invest in your mental capacity. Study to show thyself approved. Study. Don't be so dry that you are just there. You will ask some people now, who is the president of Nigeria? They don't even know the full name. But some people are making money from current affairs. Do you know that? Some people are making money from spellings. But you don't even know. Who is the first president of Nigeria? Some people don't even know it at all. And you said you want to be rich. If you ask, just mention three ministers' name. They don't know. They say, what concerns me? It is politics. Who says it is politics? I don't mean going into anything political. Then leadership, you don't know. What do you now know? What do you know? You know Naira Betts. If they some people, if they tell them that who is the top player in Arsenal, they will even personalize Arsenal. How mommy? But tell them, engage them in intellectual discourse. They don't know anything. No wonder when people talk to you, you time it elsewhere and begin to fight. If you remember, why? Because you are poor and you need the gospel preached to you. Because you are poor. And what you just need is the gospel. You need to repent. So when you see somebody that is not born again, he's always fighting because he lacks knowledge. It's because what? He lacks knowledge. So people can be a professing Christian and appear in church. You can even be the best dressed, but there's no knowledge. There's no what? Knowledge. Even the church they attend, they don't know the name of the GU of the church they attend. They don't know the name of their pastor. Because what? They lack knowledge. They are just there. They don't even know why they are existing. Say, why did you come to church last week? The house is just across the road, though. I don't have money for bike. Why don't you have Bible? I don't have money to buy Bible. But you can use iPhone. It's because you lack knowledge. And that iPhone that you use, you don't even know the usefulness. The AI in your WhatsApp, you have never used it. You keep on writing shorthand. I. Good morning. G-U-D. Full stop. Morning. M-O-R-N. Nothing is in the brain. Poor. And those are the set of people the Bible was talking about. They said the poor have what? The gospel preached to them. And you see, somebody that is writing good morning, G-U-D, how do you want him to be rich? And yet he will write, I'm hungry. Please, pastor, send me 2,000. Urgent 2,000. You know that urgent 2,000 is a sign of poor, is a poverty. So that energy you are spending in analyzing everything. If people check your WhatsApp now, they are not seeing knowledge. It's somebody that slapped you yesterday. He slapped me. I need that slap it. Shall never leave. Just say, you just look at that funny thing. I'm just saying, what is wrong with this one? Knowledge, no knowledge. Some people quote just three scripture. They don't know. And you are talking, you are saying that, yes, I am of Christ. And that's why when you get to church and they are praising God, you are always thinking. You are already, your heart is already with your boyfriend. They will think you don't talk. But when they get to the, when you get to the market and you see her fighting, say, this is this sister. When you say praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hey, knowledge, you are lacking. The Bible says, my people perish because of what? Lack of knowledge. That is why people perish. That is the only thing the Bible said people perish. Is that because of what? Lack of, it's not the power of your father's house sometimes. It is your own power. So people are saying, my enemy, that your first enemy is yourself. Because you are not opening your brain. You are not wise. See, Solomon, he brought something to the Lord. People who are givers are wise people. People who are weavers are what? Do you know that the Bible says that, and the gift of a man shall do what? Shall break it for him. Somebody, I was talking to a pastor and he was having a problem with his pastor. And I said, let me ask you a question. You have a problem with, since the pastor have appointed you, have you ever given money to him before? You are blessed, I know. You have done, have you ever given him anything before? He said, no. I said, you see that you are not wise. You are not wise. Even the world are wiser than some Christians. If you go and check people like 48 Laws, but they know how to approach the leader straight. Give, and it shall be what? Shall be given unto you.
You can sow to some things and God, you will reap. The first is of God. Sowing is from you. So, praise the name of the Lord. I don't have much time again. So, but I know, we invest in wisdom. So every poor man, look at it very well. Every poor man has a poor mind. You can see some people blowing grammar. Yet they don't have one error. They will blow big English. It's aggravated my medullum story. Say, Oga, drop money for your wife. That is not what we want to do. When last did you give your wife money? It is because the scope of the, you know, where I was working, I'm teaching in a school, and my salary is 20,000 naira, and I will have discharged everything on transportation story. Why has not knowledge? That knowledge, that knowledge is not the knowledge we are talking about. You are not wise. Say, I will not be a foolish person. Can you shout it louder? Say, I will not be a foolish person. See, if a poor man is talking, nobody listens to a poor man. They will think he's foolish. They will even if he's wise, they will not know he's wise. They will think he is what? Foolish. I pray, may you not be poor. May you not be poor. Another thing is seek counsel. Seek counsel. Then plan ahead. Don't rely on money, but rely on God. Another point, build financial integrity. What killed Gehazi was financial integrity. He's looking for money. He's pursuing money. He's chasing money. He's not following due process. He was chasing money. God does not accept the offering of unrighteous people. So, build financial integrity. Build financial integrity. I will not have much time. Maybe next time we talk about this. Close your eyes wherever you are and begin to talk to the Lord. Say, God, increase my knowledge. Say, Lord Jesus, increase my knowledge. Increase my knowledge. Increase my knowledge. Increase my knowledge. Lord Jesus, increase my knowledge. Begin to pray. Lord Jesus, increase my knowledge. Lord Jesus, increase my knowledge. Choir. Lord Jesus, increase my knowledge. Lord Jesus, increase my knowledge. Increase my knowledge. Increase my knowledge. Increase my knowledge. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.